It's Classical Spotlight, and coming up, a special concert with the Heart of Texas Concert Band. Their founder and director, Mark Rogers, is here. Good afternoon.
Well, thank you, John, for inviting me in.
I should say happy holidays.
Yes.
Indeed. You guys are going to do a wonderful Christmas concert, Winds and Voices this time. Tell us a little bit about the program.
Well, for years it's been one of my dreams to try to find a way to open up our program. Instrumental music is a wonderful part of Christmas when you think of things like Nutcracker, and there's so many wonderful arrangements. But the thing that makes Christmas so special is all the wonderful vocal music, whether it's the carols of John Rutter or whether it's the Christmas portion of Handel's Messiah, the music that people walk around the street humming. Yeah, there'll be some people who'll be humming Nutcracker, but it's the Christmas carols. And it's so much more difficult for a band to incorporate voices in to our presentation than it is for an orchestra to do this. So I've been struggling to try to find some people who would have time in their busy schedule in Christmas and in December to come and sing with us, and then also to find appropriate pieces. And fortunately, I was contacted about a year ago by a lady here in town, Nancy Olert. She has realized that there is this sort of this underground movement of homeschoolers, which are here in San Antonio, and of course, people who are homeschooled don't have the opportunity to have their children involved in public school choral groups. So she has formed a group called the Encore Youth Chorus, and these people who are homeschooled all come together one day a week and have rehearsals with her. And then they do a number of concerts through the season. And I heard about her, and she heard about us, and she came to one of our concerts, and she said, we would love to do something with the Heart of Texas Concert Band. So then my brain started churning, trying to think what we could do with them. And I found a couple of pieces in an ultra-traditional style. One of them is a medley of about 11 pieces of old traditional Christmas carols with readings interspersed within them, more like an English version of a series of lessons and carols, and they will be singing with us on that piece. And then we also have a pop medley, which includes Let It Snow and Winter Wonderland and Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. So they'll be singing those two pieces with us. And I'm very lucky that a member of my extended family happens to be the assistant choir director at Marshall High School. Alyssa Bradford is in charge of their vocal jazz group, and I have an arrangement of the 20th century favorite, Do You Hear What I Hear, which is for chorus and band, and also another pop medley that includes It's Beginning to Look Like Christmas and Mel Torme's Christmas Song, and it finishes with We Need a Little Christmas from the musical MAME. And so Alyssa is going to be bringing in the vocal jazz ensemble from Marshall High School. So we've got both of these two groups who are singing with us, and I'm just thrilled because I feel like the best way for us to balance out the program is for us to open with an instrumental piece. We're going to be playing the Polonaise from Rimsky-Korsakov's opera Christmas Night, and then immediately turn around and do something with voices. Because I'm an instrumental musician myself, but I'm also a vocalist, and I know that as much as I dearly love instrumental music, if I'm in the audience, sometimes my mind wanders. But as soon as the voice comes in and they're speaking to me in a language and with something that I treasure and that I deeply believe in, it grabs my attention and brings it right back. So I think that this will be a way for us to give the audience more of what they would be comfortable with. And in a way, it sort of harkens back to the idea, those of us who are of a certain age can remember the Christmastime Bing Crosby or Bob Hope specials or the Andy Williams Christmas show. And you know that all of those shows involved people who were singing, whether it was the Osmond Brothers or Andy Williams himself. And that's just one way of grabbing the audience and bringing them in.
Well, it's got to be nice, as always, to have the band and some guests, you know.
Yes.
That I know you guys rehearse weekly and whatnot, but it's nice to also then share that and combine. It's sort of one of those things that's not 1 + 1 = 2. It's like 1 × 5.
It's
one of those exponential sort of things.
You know, we rehearsed with the Encore Youth Chorus last Tuesday night, and tonight we'll be rehearsing with the group from Marshall. We'll be actually rehearsing at Marshall High School. But when the 60 or so kids walked into the back of the band room at Madison High School, you know, I can watch the members of the band looking over there and saying, we're going to have to raise our game, to you know, show these kids what we can do. And then the kids came in, and Nancy, their conductor, came up to me right away and said, the kids are so intimidated from singing with you, and said, oh, we're going to get over that really fast. We're going to make sure that they have a good time, that they smile, and that they really sing like they're enjoying it. And you know, it didn't take but 2 minutes, and they were comfortable and singing out and having a good time. And we talked about that. You know, make sure your faces let us know how happy you are to be singing this music, because it's a lot of people's most favorite stuff.
We're speaking with Mark Rogers from the Heart of Texas Concert Band. Their concert, Do You Hear What I Hear, is coming up Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. You guys are going to be at a new performance space for you guys, right?
Well, we did our last Christmas, we did this concert twice. We did it once at Wonderland of the Americas Mall, and then we turned around and did it out at Northern Hills United Methodist Church. And last year we were playing music that we thought was appropriate for a general audience, the stroll-by audience that you get when you're in a mall. But we were playing a couple of pieces that were serious enough that we thought it would be nice if we could find a sit-down venue where our audience could listen to it. And as it happens, I'm a member of United Hills Church and go there all the time. And we asked if we could come and do the Christmas concert. And they were so thrilled. They said, would you please consider coming back forever at Christmas time? We'd love to have this be a part of our Christmas offering to the community. So we have a rather large multi-purpose room. It, you know, can sometimes be referred to in a funny sort of way as a sanctinasium. You know, it's a combination of a worship center and a place where they can roll down the basketball goals during the week and have a good time. But it's a nice big multi-purpose room, and we can fit an audience of 500 or 600 people in there. And the acoustics are good, and most especially, we have that immediate contact with the audience. It's not one of those situations where the band is up on a stage behind a proscenium arch and the audience is dark. We're all in the same room, and if you're on the front row, you will literally be able to reach out and touch someone who's playing the trumpet or the clarinet in that outside row of musicians, and I really like that immediate feedback. I like knowing that the members of my band can look out into the eyes of the audience and can see that we're making a connection.
Well, it's going to be a fun concert. I know it's a busy time of year, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. When you work hard, you know, like these choirs are doing and the band has been doing, it's nice to have another performance. And I think you guys are doing sort of a nice outreach concert on Saturday,
right?
That's right.
I'm not sure exactly why the date was chosen, but they're on December the 15th in all of the national cemeteries around the United States. And this is Arlington National Cemetery, and here in San Antonio, at the Fort Sam National Cemetery as well, there is an organization called Wreaths Across America. And it's a fairly new group. It's only been around, I think, less than 10 years. And they have made it their goal to try to go to all the national cemeteries around the United States and do something to decorate the headstones of the people who are buried there as a way of making it a little bit more festive and letting the family members know that they are not forgotten. And the celebration this year of Wreaths Across America, the presentation is going to be at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning and at the assembly area of Fort Sam. And then after the little program is done, then they have something like 10,000 wreaths, and they will be inviting people who are there to come by and pick up a wreath and then go wherever they want to go within the Fort Sam Cemetery and lay a wreath at one of the headstones there. Now, there are about 100,000 headstones at Fort Sam, so they've only got enough wreaths to cover about a tenth of the headstones, but their goal someday and their dream is to have this become such a big thing that they will be able to decorate almost all, if not all, of the headstones there at Fort Sam. So the band will be arriving about 10:30 because there will be people who will be there and waiting for the ceremonies to begin. We'll play Christmas music from about 10:30 to 11, and then during the ceremony itself, we'll play the Star Spangled Banner and also America the Beautiful, and there'll be some speeches from John Clamp and some other dignitaries who will be talking about the mission. A bagpipe player will be there to end the the performance with Amazing Grace, because we are at a place of remembrance where all of these people are buried. And the lady who's in charge of it here in San Antonio, we met yesterday, and she pointed out in the direction where her husband is laid to rest. So it's a time for people to come together and remember these things, and remember all the sacrifices that were made by the people who are laid to rest in the Fort Sam Cemetery. Them and of course, you know, spouses are buried there as well.
So this is tomorrow, starting around 10:30. The actual
we'll
ceremony
start playing
is at
10:30, and the actual ceremony is 11.
And you'll play a little bit after,
right?
You know, whatnot. But it's a nice way for, again, the band to sort of give a gift here and honor this organization.
That's what we want to do so much. We want to be a part of the community in any way that we can. And playing a Christmas concert is important, but we are also very pleased to be able to be a part of the Wreaths Across America, and we're hoping it's successful enough that we'll want to do it for a long time. When I brought the invitation to the attention of the members of the band and asked for hands of people who might be available, I was so pleasantly surprised that two-thirds or more of the members of the band immediately shot their hands up and said, well, we can go shopping some other time. We want to be a part of this.
Well, that is Saturday morning, and then your concert is Sunday afternoon. You can find out more at heartoftexasconcertband.com, and you guys are on Facebook.
Yes, we are.
And whatnot. So, Mark, it's great to see you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, John.